Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire and Tim Cogshell. We begin with the comedy Hustlers, starring Constance Wu, Jennifer Lopez, Julia Stiles, and Kiki Palmer. Christy?
This movie is a complete blast, and please go see it in a giant theater full of people because it's such a fun communal experience. Jennifer Lopez plays this veteran stripper who leads her fellow dancers in getting revenge on a bunch of Wall Street jerks. She is electrifying, but the film as a whole is so much fun.
Yeah, based on a true story, you can read the article to see what happens. It is a lot of fun. Jennifer Lopez is just a boss. That's all there is to it, and she's been a boss for 25 years now.
Hustlers is written and directed by Loreen Scafaria. It's rated R in wide release. The Goldfinch is based on Donna Tartt's novel. It stars Ansel Elgort and Nicole Kidman. John Crowley, the director, Christy.
This is simultaneously overlong and yet incomplete. It is an adaptation of the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, which was sprawling in a poetic piece of literature. And they try to cram a whole lot of this into a movie, and it never has the emotional resonance it seeks. And Ansel Elgort is either completely inert or, like, wildly overacting. But it shot beautifully. Roger Deakins shot it, so it's gorgeous, but the movie as a whole was kind of terrible.
Peter Strawn did the adaptation. It's rated R in wide release. The Colombian thriller Monos is directed and co-written by Alejandro Landis. Tim?
An absolutely thrilling film that sneaks up on you in terms of its scale. It starts out so small, these child gorillas holding this prisoner on top of this mountain. Before we know it, we're in a tropical rainforest, and all kinds of absolutely horrifying things are happening. This movie really, really moves. It's very, very violent, but it has a lot going on.
It's incredibly beautiful and thrilling and just tactile and gritty, but it also has like a nightmarish kind of transporting quality about it. Please go see it.
Monos is rated R. You can see it at the Arclight Hollywood and the Landmark in West L.A. And the documentary Raise Hell, The Life and Times of Molly Ivins, the Texas-based political columnist. Christy?
This movie is a total hoot. Molly Ivins was a trailblazing Texas political columnist who I wish were here now. It's about how she created the voice that was so unmistakably hers and how she could cut through to an issue with humor and smarts. She's missed today.
Ah, Molly, how we miss you so deeply. The wonderful Texan Molly Ivins was actually born in Monterey, California, which I found extremely interesting in this movie. And she was a deeply liberal journalist who wrote as a liberal journalist.
Raise Hell, The Life and Times of Molly Ivins is directed by Janice Engel. It's unrated, and it's showing at Lemley's Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. For our Film Week critics, Tim Cogshell and Christy Lemire, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us for Film Week every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon here on 89.3 KPECC.